a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that
howdy doody partners, welcome back to the Talking Fit Podcast with your favorite hosts, Lewis and Grace. We're back for another week, partners. I hope you've missed us because we've missed you too.
Yeehaw!
Sorry, I lost the accent a bit at the end there.
We spent the weekend at Grace's and she comes back fucking talking slang.
Talking my native language.
Spinning slang.
Whenever I do stuff like that, my eyes just start watering like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like I'm fully crying right now just because I did that accent.
Fucking hell.
What?
Oh, it's just ear rape in my ears. I've turned my headphones down, but then, you know, I can't hear anything, and then turn the mics down and we get too quiet. Something's fucked in this.
What's been happening?
Someone's fucking touched shit.
What's been happening?
I'll tell you what's been happening. I'm fucking injured. That's what's been happening.
Excuse me.
I've sprained my goddamn wrist, right? Absolute huge L.
Right.
Huge L.
Right.
What?
Nothing.
What?
You always say right.
It's my left, actually.
You always go...
It's my left.
I've injured my wrist, right?
Right.
It's not right.
It's my left.
No, but you always say right after your sentences.
Netball Wednesday night got a little bit physical. Right? Got a little bit brutal.
Yeah, it did.
And it's led me to spraining my left wrist. Left?
Netball.
Left.
Netball. Oh, my
netball.
God.
Oh,
netball.
Oh, we'll get into it right now. Controversy. I nearly just didn't even pronounce that right. Controversy. Yes. we won with a star next to this.
Look, I honestly, like, as we should have, but I sort of don't know how to feel about it as well. I'm not gonna lie.
So basically, what happened was first, equal first,
equal first on the ladder. Us and this other team, equal
both
first.
Both 3-0 coming in to battle. Now it was a fucking battle. I'll tell you that. They were a good side. They abused the fuck out of their goal attack. This is a big, tall bloke.
The same way we do.
Yeah. But
the same way we do. Let's be real.
I will say they were passing pretty good and they were abusing pretty good. Anyway, come half time, it was, I think, 1 point game. We're down by 1 point.
It was a fucking arm wrestle.
And at the end of the game, it ended up being... 36-31?
36-31.
So we lost by five, right?
We lost by five fucking points.
Now, we may have lost unjustly. So, what happened was...
First, let me just... Can I explain, like, the game?
Okay, explain the game.
So, we played all right. Honestly, it was probably the worst game we've played this season.
Yeah.
We were just a little bit off. We were missing shots. Our passes were just off.
We were making a
few little mistakes.
Yeah. I threw like two intercepted passes.
Three, maybe four, dare I say.
No, not four.
Yeah, there was a lot. It was like noticed.
Grace threw about five or six.
No, I didn't. Well, he's just saying that. How does that feel?
I didn't throw four.
Well, you threw a fair few.
I did throw a few.
That I got the shit.
You know why I threw a few? You know, hang on, pause. You know why I threw a few? Because when I get the ball, right, I'm fucking defense anyway. I shouldn't have to be passing as much as I am, right? I get the ball and everyone's like, yep, pass. And guess what they're all doing? Standing fucking still. No one's making a move. So, I'll pass the ball through another human being that's standing in front of you.
But can I also say I made the effort to dart around people.
You did.
And the only thing is I'd be pretty close to Lewis, so he'd have to pass it close. And we just, for some reason, couldn't pass the ball close. We had to fucking throw it halfway across the court.
Yeah,
Short passes for some reason nobody wanted to fucking do.
Yeah.
So I was open in front of him, not just Lewis, just in front of someone, and we would just lob it and the pass would get fucking intercepted and I was right there. Gave me the shits. Me and Lewis had words on the court.
Oh, because, to each other, yeah.
Because I was getting the shits with him pegging the ball and...
Yeah. What was funny is I passed, then Grace got the shits because it got intercepted, and then I intercepted their pass straight back.
That was so
good.
And
I'm like, well, get the fuck up there then, because it pissed me off, right?
And then Lewis got the ball next time, and I've darted right in front of him, and I've just screamed at him, I'm here! And everyone's like, fucking relax, and he's passed it to me. It worked, but we had to get a little bit loud because we were doing some silly things. But we were doing some silly things to an extent, right?
Yeah.
Nothing that enough where it cost us 5 points and it cost us a couple points.
Yeah.
But the fucking umpire that we had.
Oh, she was, you know what? I'll be the first to say it. She's a fucking bitch. I don't even care if there was any chance that she ever listened to this. She needs to hear
it. She has a vendetta against our team 1,000%.
Nah, simple. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure one of the girls on our team may have just sort of like, I don't know, questioned one of our calls in the first game. And ever since then, she fucking hates us. We got called up for, tell us how playing netball, how do you get called contact when you have the ball?
Yeah, on offense. I've not even seen it happen once.
Well, that happened to us twice.
Yeah, twice.
She gave us contact when we had the ball.
And the amount of stepping the other team did and it didn't get fucking called.
And we were getting called for things
everything.
Like short passes. Yeah. What else did we get called for?
Contact for the net, right? So if you have the ball, you can't touch the net. In indoor netball, or else it's called contact and it's like a handover. Mate, your pube would fucking graze the net and she'd see it and call contact, right? She was fucking onto us, the Nazi. She was a fucking Nazi
she
of an umpire.
She was absolutely horrendous.
She was
bad
fucked.
Enough that we put in a complaint about her because it was that obvious.
Yep.
There was somebody on our team who was filling in who hadn't watched us play before, and we all come off second half and she's gone, what's the go with the umpire? Like, why is she so against you guys? And we're like, fuck, I don't know, but it was so horrendous. So we put in a complaint about her because it was just, I don't pay $12 a fucking week to be disadvantaged by a petty hoe like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, come on.
Exactly, exactly.
Make it fair. If you're going to call us up for shit, call them up for shit.
Yeah.
And it's good because we've got some pretty feisty players. So we were like mouthing off to her a bit because she fucking deserved it. It was just like infuriating.
Yeah.
But explain.
Oh, the controversy of what's happened. So we lost, right? On paper, we lost, right? Oh, and I can definitely, well, fucking the score showed it, so I can't argue that. But I don't quite understand how this has happened, but someone on our team picked up, they had a player from another team in our comp helping them out, like filling in for a position. And there's a rule in this fucking tournament where if you're from another team and you go and fill in for, another team in the comp, you can only play on the wing, so wing attack or wing defense. Yeah. You can't play, maybe even center, I don't know, but you can't play goal attack, goal shooter, goal defense, goalkeeper, right?
You've got to be on
the
wing.
I think it's because you can have too much of an influence of what happens to the game. That's the only, because on the wing, let's be for real, wing like, you know,
be careful what you say. I'm fucking wing attack.
Yeah. And you do have a good influence on the game. But
I've got a huge influence
on
the game.
Let me finish my goddamn sentence. You can't shoot, so you directly can't contribute to the score, right? You indirectly by passing. And if you're defense, you can't directly impact someone else from the other team shooting, right?
Right.
So that's the only thing I can think of. Now, this said person, first half, played on the wing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe second half, they slotted into goal defense.
Mm.
Illegal, right?
Yes, not allowed apparently.
And I didn't know this. No one knew this. So we walked off of the game and we thought, oh, fuck, we lost. Fuck, like, damn it.
But then we had a spy on our team who
picked it up,
all of this out and picked it up.
Sent a text through to the woman that runs it. She went, yeah, well, that's cheating. So they forfeited the points and we pick up the points.
They fully went back and checked the security footage
to see.
And they fully did it.
Yep.
So, well, you know what? If you want to
rules
cheat,
the rules.
You know, yeah. If you cheat, expect to face the
call
consequences.
Call us petty, but you know what? Fucking deal with it. 4-0. 4-0.
4-0. So
sit on it.
We're top of the ladder, baby.
Yeah, sit on it. So when we play them again, it's going to be fucking heated.
Oh,
I can't wait. Because we can beat them as well. We now know what they just exploit. Throw it to the big fucking goal attack. That's it. Throw it to the big goal attack.
I'm so excited to play again, though.
And anyway, oh, my wrist, right?
Oh, yeah, Louis.
Fuck, we just skimmed over this. We started with it and just didn't skim. I went up for an intercept. Mid-play, I went fucking pretty high, actually. Got the intercept, right, as I do, but I jumped on a bit of an angle. So what ended up happening was my feet weren't underneath me. They were out in front of me. So I'm coming down now from the sky, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm about to fall back on my ass. So as you do when you fall back, you put your hands out to plant yourself. And I just happened to put all my weight as I've come down, planted it straight through my left wrist. And oh, like, fuck. It genuinely, at first, hurt enough where I thought, fuck, don't tell me I've just broken my wrist. Like, not, like, obviously there was no deformity, but I'm thinking, please don't tell me I've just, like, done a little crack or, like, even broken something in my hand. Because it hurt instantly, and it went weak. And I went, oh, shit. I mean, and it's funny, Cadell and our team, bless him, was checking. He got the ball off my intercept, and he stopped and was, like, checking on me or whatever.
Yeah.
This bitch umpire didn't stop the game or anything. Like, everyone sort of made a bit of a, like, awe, like, because, you know, it was fucking like, full on.
It was
on.
A collision.
Anyway, Grace is just there. Cadell, fucking pass me the ball, Cadell. He'll be right. He'll be fucking right. Yeah, imagine that. Imagine I did that to Grace.
Sorry, I knew he was going to be okay, I was fine. Guys. I knew he was going to be fine, and I knew that he would have been less fine if we had given the ball up.
Yeah, I would have been pissed then. Because, I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, I nearly broke my wrist off this stupid game of fucking netball.
Let it be worth something.
Intercepting the ball. Yeah, let it be worth something. I was getting a bit frustrated too, so I was like, at least
we're very competitive.
Oh, yeah. And that's good. I love it.
Me too.
Anyway, but that was our netball saga this week. Bit of a saga indeed. What else is happening? This week, coming... Last week of placement. Forever.
Oh, my God.
Forever.
So excited.
Thank fucking God. Last week of slave labor forever. Yes, slave labor. It's what it has been forever. Yeah. Not because of the places that I've been working at, just simply the conditions the university put us in. Slave labor.
Fuck you, UON.
Yeah. Anyway.
Scumbags.
Last week ever. Can't fucking wait. Can't wait. And I'm quietly confident that maybe getting a job locally.
Woo!
For next year, which is pretty hard.
Insane. If Lewis does that, that's so
it's good.
Commendable.
It's good. All right. Anyway, it's been my week pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to skip out in 2 days at the gym currently because of my wrist, so I'm spewing a bit.
Yeah, sad.
Hopefully I'll be there tomorrow, Monday, but we'll see. Because it's better now. It just was sprained. That was it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on the mend now. I've been icing it and had a brace on, so I'm sweet. Grace. How was your week?
My week was fine. It was just a normal week.
Normal week?
Yeah.
Not much else to say?
Nope.
Right? I've been a bit useless today. I haven't really written much. I've got stuff on here that I didn't talk about the other few weeks, but...
Let's see what I've got.
Yeah. Grace has got a bit. We're going to have a little fun game at the end involving us blind ranking. I'm going to just spoil it now. But what was I going to... Hang on.
We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
Just about to say something now. I forget, Grace. I've forgotten.
Oh, sorry. We can talk about cold plunges.
Oh, yes. Yes. And maybe I'll remember. Oh, no. That's right. Boom. It's come back. Oh, fuck. It's come back in my head.
Sorry. Bless me.
If you didn't listen to the end of the last episode, I'll just put it out there again. If Lewis does not read 10 books by the end of the year, he must go skydiving. Skydiving was the forfeit that we ended up coming to.
Hell yeah. Oh, also, I put up a story saying that because Lewis is such a horse riding hater, he needs to get on my big mare.
I have before.
No, well, you have to. No, easy. No. You'll be doing it again, but you'll be riding on your own. I won't be leading you around.
Okay.
You can ride her on your own.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't bark.
She won't bark, but she'll go.
She'll go, yeah. Yeah. You just go woo. She knows woo. Yep. I know the stop call. That's all I need to know is woo.
Yep. Woo. No, that's actually, that's sort of one of the things you can say to her. But, no, I'll have to wrap you in.
You kiss and then.
Do that.
I'll be off. Yeah.
Lewis is going to get on her and I'll film it.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried though because I.
Can with like a saddle, with a saddle and like a bridle or whatever
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
what?
But I don't know where we'll do it because their chances are if I do let you go on your own, you will probably fall off.
No.
Because she's not like a school horse. She's like...
Okay. No, we'll just go for a little stroll.
No, you have to trot. You have to trot her at the very least.
Okay. Sure.
At the very least.
All right, as long as...
All right, well, we'll film it and I'll post it.
Okay.
And then Lewis can tell us how easy it
easy.
Is.
Easy. Easy.
And I'll get a jump up.
Okay, no, well, now we're going a bit extreme.
No, you can literally walk and trot over jumps.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, it's easy, Lewis. The horse
don't
does
know about that.
Lewis, the horse does everything. It's so easy.
Yeah, okay. I can credit you for the jumps, right?
No.
But I will go around the backyard. That's fine.
No.
On a bit of a canter.
Do you want a canter?
Yeah.
All right, you can get... All right, I'm so...
As long as I've got a saddle and something to hold on to, I reckon I'll be sweet.
All right.
Because if not, then yeah.
You reckon you'll be able to canter on Chubby?
Possibly. As long as she doesn't fucking sprint. Well, she's a pretty...
That's what she's bred to
do. She's a misbehaved horse, so...
She's just a horse.
Yeah, you guys don't really discipline her very well, so she's quite misbehaved.
No, she's not.
She is.
I could jump on her now and ride her around and she'd be fine.
Well, and you did, and she was fine. So that's why I'm like quietly like, okay, I feel like she wouldn't be too much.
Guys, I literally got on her. I sat on her back.
Yeah, literally nothing. And she just walked around and that was fine.
Yeah, so but I won't be doing that. Anyway, whatever. Anyway. All right, whatever. Lewis is going
to
do that.
Anyway, what do you got to talk about, Grace?
I saw this study the other day and Lewis thought it was interesting as well.
Yeah, she showed me.
Cold bath versus hot bath. Which one is better for recovery? Shout out to Physique, @Physique on Instagram. Great evidence-based account.
Definitely.
Awesome.
So what was it?
I'll just read out like the blurb of it, right? Okay. So... Hot versus cold water, which is better for muscle recovery?
Ooh.
If you've ever felt sore after a tough workout, you've probably heard about the supposed benefits of ice baths all over social media. But do they actually work, especially for muscle recovery? So a recent study set out to compare the effects of hot and cold water immersion on muscle recovery after intense exercise. So researchers gathered 30 physically active men and put them through a workout designed to push their muscles to the limit. After the workout, each participant tried one of three recovery methods. The first was a cold water bath, the second was a hot water bath, and the third was a control group, so just warm water.
Yep.
They measured the participants' muscle strength and pain at three different times, before the workout, 24 hours after, and 48 hours after. Specifically, they looked at maximum strength, explosive strength, and pain levels, and muscle activation. Both cold and hot baths helped the knee extensors get back to their normal strength levels after 48 hours. So when they're talking about the knee extensors, they're talking about maximum strength. So the cold and hot baths help maximum strength return to normal after 48 hours. However, only
Sorry. The knee extensors just means like the quads, right? Because that's what extends the knee?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
However, only the hot bath group saw a return to normal levels of explosive strength and reduced muscle soreness. This means if you need to be able to quickly generate force, a hot bath is more effective. Interestingly, the cold bath group showed more low-frequency power in the muscle signals, which is linked to muscle fatigue. This suggests that the cold bath might leave your muscles feeling more tired. All in all, a hot bath might be your best bet.
I think.
It not only helps to reduce muscle soreness, but also improves your muscles' ability to generate force quickly.
Yes. Now, I think the reason that, one of the reasons that it attributes to hot baths being better than cold baths after about a physical activity is because it increases blood flow to the area, which seems contradictory when you're talking about inflammation. You want to reduce it, right? But the promotion of blood flow to the muscles that now need protein to repair, essentially, and nutrients, you would want increased blood flow to that area, not, you know, a decrease to it. I think that's what it said. There was more chance for protein synthesis to occur because there was more blood flow going to the area. Because of the hot bath. So
I love that though.
Well, there you go. Cold baths are a fucking scam.
Cold baths.
Ice plunge, bullshit.
Mentally great.
Oh, well, I was going to say, that's the only thing that, like, I guess the physiological benefits is what it's talking about. But psychological, yeah.
Sorry, but I still think I'm pretty psychologically able, even though I don't do ice baths.
I think it's just that you get a huge, huge endorphin release.
Sorry, that was such a novel that I just read out. I hope you guys didn't just click off and leave.
Boring, Grace.
That was kind of boring.
Shocking way to start the episode.
Is it?
No, it was good. We thought it was interesting. It's just a little study out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so that's...
Don't have to dwell on it for too long.
So next time... So what a better idea to do is after you have a tough workout, instead of hopping in a cold shower or an ice bath, run yourself a hot bath, put some Epsom salts in there, and just chill out in the bath, and then you should be feeling better.
I will say I do think that cold plunges are a little bit overrated.
Like 100%.
Especially with the cost of them, regardless of what sort of a cold plunge you have. Like if you've got a rigid edge one that like, you know, is on and, you know, it cools itself and stuff, like electric, I guess you'd call it, they're fucking thousands of dollars. Like they're so expensive for just a little thing to add to your day, right, that we've just read out doesn't really improve performance that much. But even if you got a bodgy one, like just a little thing that you fill up with ice, like you gotta go fucking buy several bags of ice, which is still costing you.
Yeah.
Like $30 every time you're on a cold plunge. Fuck that.
I just think a hot bath's a lot more comfortable too.
Yeah. I mean, you can always do a cold shower, I suppose, but, or a cold
bath. But why?
Yeah, but why? But why? Mental benefits, I can understand. But everyone
maybe
bangs on about
it. Makes you feel like a bit of a badass. That's about it.
Everyone bangs on about them a lot, like a lot. So I think it's more just the mental side
I think
it.
It's just a bit of a placebo.
Yeah. It's the feeling like it is really good for you because it's challenging. That's why
you know
I think
what?
Everyone froths them.
I'm bored. Do you have anything else to talk about?
Not really, actually, no.
We have this really fun game that I think we can just do.
Yeah, let's do it. Bit of a fun one, bit of a fun
guys,
segment.
This Lewis come up with this. It's called yes. Blind Ranking. Now,
well, I didn't really come up
if
with
you the... don't know, but you come up with the idea for the episode.
Okay, yeah. Ah, fuck.
Oh, Pedal, you okay?
I pinched my arm. It's a stupid fucking chair.
Pedal. Oh, poor thing. He's such a little pedal. He's a flower pedal. Lewis,
bastard.
Relax. Anyway, so blind ranking is basically where there's a category and there's a bunch of things in that category and you have to rank them from 1 to 5, for example.
Yeah.
But like you don't get to hear all of the items first.
Yes.
I will just name something and then Lewis has to pick where it will rank in the top 5, not knowing what comes next.
Hence blind ranking.
Well, I'm just explaining it because when you said it to me, I was a little bit like, what? What?
Everyone knows. Sure.
What?
Am I? Hang on. Firstly.
No, can I just say, shout out Lara.
Okay.
For some reason, I just don't think Lara's that deep on the TikTok For You page being a busy full-time working mum that she knows what fucking blind
ranking
is.
But can I just say?
So I just explained it for you, Lara, in case you aren't aware. But if you are, slay. But if you aren't, you're welcome. Lewis, suck one.
Lara sounds like a boomer.
Also, shout out to Tim. I told Tim I'd give him a shout out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out,
Tim.
He's the one that listened to the 20 – what did it – what was it?
I don't know.
In so many – oh,
yeah,
25
no.
months in 20 days.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Tim, like, listened to all of our episodes.
Or 20 months in 25 days.
In literally less than a month.
Yeah,
absolute
insane. Binged
goat.
Binged it. He's
the greatest of all time, I think.
Well, we're getting to know more of you listeners too, like
love
my name
it.
As well.
Love it. So much fun.
But can I just say firstly.
What?
Am I the only one that has blind ranking fucking filter TikTokers all over my fucking
I think
for
so.
You page?
I think so.
No way. It's got to be on everyone else's, surely, because there's this guy that gets millions of fucking likes, right? Millions of likes from just blind ranking in, like,
no.
a high-pitched voice.
Look, I know what blind ranking is.
It's such brain rot. Like, I know we're now sounding like massive hypocrites, or I am anyway, because I'm saying it's brain rot now we're doing it. But it's brain rot, surely.
Yeah, well, I know what it is, but they probably pop up on my For You page, like, once every 2 weeks. Like a video.
Yeah. Oh, and just quickly too, to the people that are out there that go on about, let's start a podcast or let's do, like, you know, try to make fun of us in the comments and stuff. You took your time out of your day to watch us, right, dumb fuck. Then you took the time out of your day again to comment the shit on our fucking thing. You're a fan in denial and that's all right. But you know what? Fuck you. All right, let's move on.
Valid. So, yeah, we're going to be blind ranking.
All right.
I'm putting this on my lap.
Okay, why?
Because my shorts look really weird from where I'm
you
sitting.
You can't see it in the camera.
Oh, well, that's fine then. This can stay on my lap.
All right.
All right, do you want me to read my category out first
okay,
and you blind
yeah,
rank?
Yeah.
So I've got four categories for Lewis.
Fucking hell,
one
right.
of them, I don't know if we'll include. It's kind of hilarious.
I've only got like two.
No, well, fuck. Okay. You need to make another one.
I'll pull in. All right. Okay.
Oh, my God. All right, ready? First one. We'll start off on brand.
Okay.
Gyms. Local gyms.
Oh, so like gym, like, yeah.
What the fuck else is are gyms? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Ready? Gyms. So there's five.
Okay.
So Lewis has to blind rank this. All right, ready? Yep. First gym.
First gym.
Anytime Fitness, whoa. Newcastle West.
Oh, whoa, right. I say, okay. See, now I know you're talking locations as well, like actual gyms, not gym brands like Anytime Fitness.
Anytime Fitness, Newcastle West.
I would put that's currently in Newcastle, the second best gym, dare I say. It is. Yeah, no, it is. It's the best Anytime Fitness. I know, sorry, Raymond Terrace. I know, sorry, Warners Bay. But it is.
There's one gym in here that's not local, though. I'll say that.
Okay. Well, that's probably giving it away for me. I'm going to put it at number two.
All right.
Go to gym.
Next one.
Yep.
EMF Katara.
I've only been there, like, we only went there when we got back from Europe last year for, like, 3 or 4 times. It's decent. It's definitely not the worst.
Yeah, not bad.
But, I don't know. I was sold on it for a bit, but now I'm like, I don't know. It did have some good equipment, so I'm going to put it in like, I'm going to put it fourth.
All right.
And I want to put it third.
Next one.
Yeah.
Non-local. Eugene Teo's gym.
Oh, what the fuck? Five.
Really?
Well, I've not been to it.
You've seen it though.
Yeah, well, it's pretty good, but.
It's cracked.
I thought this was gyms we've been to though.
Oh, far out. All right, five. Ready?
Fucking Eugene Teo. Fucking Eugene Teo.
Five.
Tio. Yeah, five.
Genesis Warners Bay.
Oh.
Yeah. Fool.
Okay. That should have gone last.
So you've got 2, 4, and 5.
That's right.
So you got 1 and 3 left. So what are you putting it?
It's got to go 3. Can't go first.
And your first?
Yeah.
Well, Jim Beresfield.
Yeah, I knew it was there. It is the best gym in Newcastle.
Eugene Teo's gym at 5 is the most outrageous thing you've ever said.
Why? You've put in 4 gyms that are local yeah. and I've been to.
Well, I told
where.
You
could
that.
Have just gone, oh, Alpha Land or something, just out of your ass.
Well, I told you that.
Well, you didn't. You said I local. Did.
Yeah, and then I said there's one that's not local.
Oh, then that's what I was thinking. Well, Beresfield's not really local.
All right, your go.
Fuck.
Lewis's blind ranking yep. of gyms, number 1, World Gym Barrow, number 2, Anytime Fitness, Newey West, number 3, Genesis Warners Bay, number 4, EMF Katara, and number 5, Eugene Teo's gym. Bit of an L list, dare I say.
My first one is cable attachments.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is the rope attachment, the rope. Good old rope. Good old rope.
3.
3.
4.
4?
3.
3.
4. 3. 3.
3.
3.
3. 3 sounds solid. 3 sounds solid.
3.
Okay. Next one is the good old D handle. Good old D handle.
Oh, hell yeah. 2.
2.
2.
2 for the good old D handle. Okay.
Versatile.
The third one is the straight bar. Classic straight bar.
5.
5. All right.
I'm just going to put it there because, like, there's other better things that you can use.
True, true, true.
I reckon.
Fourth one. So you've got 1 and 4.
All right.
V-bar.
See, that's why a new straight bar has to go lower than that. But the one that you're going to say as first is either going to be so shit or it's going to be really good.
Where are you putting V-bar?
I'm thinking. Thinking, what the fuck else attachment? Are you talking like lat pull-down attachment?
Could be.
Or are you talking like...
It could be. You don't know. It's just
say
cable
like,
attachments. They attach to the cable.
Cuff,
attachments.
Well, I would put cuff as number one. Well, but well, I'm just
not,
gonna,
I've not said cuff.
Well, I'm going to... You know what?
No one asked.
I'm going to put... Shit. What's my number 2? D-handle.
D-handle.
Fuck, I've got to put... The V-bar number 4. I'm pissed
Gotta
off.
Gotta put it 4.
I'm pissed off. Okay. Yeah, because I'm hoping that you're going to say cable cuff as number 1.
I've put, I don't know the official name for it.
Oh, God.
Your last one is the baby handle.
What the fuck's the baby handle?
The thing that people
handle?
Use for like rows and shit.
Oh, piss off! stuff.
What's the name of it?
It's the fucking V-handle thing.
V-handle or whatever. It's not the V-bar, but like the real dog shit one that people row and pull down on.
That's the worst.
That's your number one. Yeah, boom. So there you go. There you go. Risked it for the biscuit.
Well, I just had to risk it for the biscuit. I'm already pissed off that I put the rope above the fucking V-bar. I love the V-bar.
What are you smoking?
Well, because I didn't know you were going to say V-bar. That's the whole point of this game.
The fucking baby handle at number one. Jesus.
Well, that's not what I'd actually put it. If I had a choice, I'd put it at number minus 20.
The baby handle is that one that's like a V, but it's like you grab on it with both hands. Everyone, you can do like rows.
It's the shit row handle. Yeah. Everyone will know what we're talking about. Yeah,
it's good for the bin. All right. What's your next one for me, Grace?
What was my ranking?
Yours was the baby handle, then the D handle, then the rope, then the V bar, then the straight bar.
Oh, that's so
that's
sad.
That's an L list. That's shocking.
It is an L list.
That's
I'm pissed
absolutely
off.
Abysmal.
All right.
Next one.
Oh my god, mine are good. I like mine. You have to make mine a bit more fun.
All right, ready? What? That was fun.
Ready? Rank these. There's five. Day off activities.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Number one.
Yeah.
Swim at the baths.
That's pretty good. In summer, I guess we'd say.
I don't know. Swim at the baths.
I'm going to go number two.
Number two. Okay. Yeah.
Swim at the baths. Pretty good.
Next one.
Yeah.
A massage.
Fucking massage.
Yeah, like a massage.
Would be nice. Suppose I'd never do it though.
I would if I had the money.
A massage.
I'd so do that if I had the money.
I'm going to go four.
All right, four.
Four.
Next one. City cave.
See, that's better. Oh. It's just more so that, the baths is free, see? So that's the only thing I'm thinking now too. City Cave's unreal. I don't know. What else are you going to have on this list? Fuck it. One.
One. Yeah. All right. Next one.
Yeah.
Drinky poos with friends.
Yeah, okay. See, that's good, but.
On your day off.
On a day off. Yeah, but I'm not a fucking
like
alcoholic.
Like a Saturday, though.
We can't portray ourselves as
these
alcoholics.
No, but like drinky poos with friends, like go over for a wine at Nick's house or something.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'll give it three.
Three.
Fuck, what's going to be last?
Going to play basketball.
Oh, nah.
Last.
Nah,
five.
Fucking massage over that. Now, that's shocking.
So, Lewis's final list of day off activities. Number one, City Cave. Yeah, valid.
Valid.
Number two, swim at the baths.
Valid.
Number three, drinky poos with friends. Yeah. Number four, going for a massage. Number five, going and play some
basketball.
The only
thing I'd swap is massage and basketball.
Pretty good list otherwise.
Not bad. All right, your next one is, because you're a bit of a carb queen. Blime rank. Carb sources.
Fun. Okay.
Because you're a bit of a carb queen.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, your first one is just good old fruit. Fruit is a carb?
What the fuck?
Fruit's a carb, though.
Five.
Five. Okay. Next one. Your next one is bread. Bread.
I love bread.
Bread in every form. Toast.
Three.
Sandwich, everything. Okay, three.
Three.
Next one. Rice.
Two.
Ooh. Next one, potatoes. Whoa.
Four.
Four.
Oh, that should have been, damn. Number one.
Last one.
Pasta. First.
Hang on.
Quinoa. Nah, piss off. He's full of shit. He had pasta written down and he's pulled quinoa out of his ass.
No, it's quinoa.
Nah, piss off, Lewis.
Quinoa.
You can't just change the fucking list because you know that I've made a good list.
Quinoa.
No, it's pasta and pasta is number one.
It's quinoa.
It's not fucking quinoa. I'm not taking that.
Okay.
So the only thing that I wish I swapped, because what is it? Pasta, rice, bread, potatoes, fruit. I wish I could swap. Potato and bread.
Yeah, fair.
It would be pasta, rice, potato,
that's
bread.
It's a hard list to do, actually.
I just love carbs.
I don't know
no,
what
that
I'd
was
put.
So easy.
I think I'd have to put rice first, but
love
even then, that's hard.
Love carbs so much.
Well, no, it'd have to be potatoes.
All right, this one's fun.
Chippies.
Yep. This one's fun.
Fun. Oh, well, have all those been fucking
mine are
boring?
My categories are way better than yours. Ready?
Yeah, because you got time to ride it in the car.
Listen. Yep. Sports with the most insane aura. you have to rank which sport you think has the most aura.
All right.
There's six of these.
Fuck.
Six.
Okay.
Ready?
Six.
Ready?
Yep.
Number one, snowboarding, but specifically the half pipe.
Half pipe. Pretty aura.
I reckon that's a sick sport.
It is. It is.
Like, you're only elite X Games type athletes do that shit.
Okay. It's not your list, though, so. I'm going to put it, it's pretty cool. I'm going to put it three, though.
Three?
Yeah. But in saying that's hard, because you would, three. Yep. All right.
Next one.
Yep.
Sprinting.
Sprinting's more aura than snowboarding.
Then sprinting's more aura than the half pipe.
Yes. Think. Who, all right, who's the gold medalist in the fucking Winter Olympics half pipe? Who's the current champ?
Shaun White?
He did. He's the only icon in that pipe. Or Scotty
James. It's either Shaun White or Scotty James.
Nah, you're just pulling that.
No, Scotty James is our Australian snowboarder, our half pipe snowboarder. Think of
the legacy you get from winning the 100 meter sprint.
No.
Fastest man on the planet.
Stop. The only legacy that I can think of with this sprinting is Usain Bolt, because he just won it again and again and again and again. I don't know who the fuck the fastest sprinters are right now.
He's the fastest person in the world, though.
I don't know who the fastest people in the world are right now.
The aura you get from being the best at it, though, is better than the aura you get for being the best at
sprinting. Look, I'll say this.
Shaun White has aura, so that's why he's third. He's up there. Because Shaun White got fucking video games made about him. Fucking best. On the Wii, did you ever get Shaun White snowboarding or Shaun White skateboarding? Unreal.
Anyway, what are you ranking sprinting then?
Second.
Second. All right. And I want you to, listeners as well, picture this, right? When I'm telling you these sports, I want you to picture like a sick edit to them. Yeah, like a video edit.
To if We Been Real, the Yeet song. You know the...
Just picture a sick edit to like a really badass song, like electric guitar riff.
Yeah.
Slow-mo edit. Picture that.
Can I just say real quick, just sorry, before you go on, you're saying listeners then. What do we call our listeners? We don't have a name for everyone that listens.
Talking fitters.
Fucking hell.
The fit talkers.
The fit talk. Yeah, true. Because, I mean,
we don't have a name for our 35 listeners.
Talking fit, for those of you that hasn't clicked in your head, is talking shit, but fit.
Why don't we call them the shit talkers then?
The shit talkers. Yeah, there you go. These are a bunch of shit talkers.
Picture that.
There you go.
Next one. Figure skating. Hear me out. No. Hear me out.
Speed skating or figure skating?
Figure skating. No.
Six.
They have aura.
Next six.
Wow, that's actually an L by you.
Figure skating. Ready? My ass. Sprinters. Like what?
Calf roping. Calf roping is where they let them out of the chute and they've got the lasso going.
That's aura. That's a bit of aura.
It is aura. Search up a calf roping edit. Aura.
Oh, I don't know about an edit, but it's aura. In terms of it's pretty cool what they do.
No.
I'm going to pop it at five, only because... No. I take it back. That's a shocking edit song. I will give it five. Only because, listen, I'm going to give it five. Ready? You listening? Are you listening to why? Oi!
No, I'm watching cool edits.
No. Are you listening to why?
Yeah, why?
Because... Oi!
What?
Fucking hell.
Why is it five?
Because it's not that hard, so I reckon I can do it.
Oh, fuck off! It is, Lewis, that...
No, it is. I'm joking. But it is five.
Calf roping is sick.
Next.
It's sick.
Yeah.
You got mad aura if you're a calf roper. Mad. Next one.
Yeah.
F1 driving.
That's pretty aura.
So you've already.
What are you gonna give me the only
spots you have left are one and four.
It's aura, but it's not aura to the level that sprinting and snowboarding in the half pipe is, I don't think. Which is gonna, if you're an F1 fan, you're probably vomiting at what I've just said.
So what are you rating
it? Screaming. I'm gonna give it four. I'll give it four.
Right. I'm disappointed in your number one because I disagree.
What is it?
Boxing.
Yeah, fucking. No way. No. Yeah. Unreal.
No.
I'm happy with that list. That is perfect.
No.
Perfect. So what? Boxing.
Boxing, sprinting, snowboarding, F1 driving, calf roping, figure skating.
Unreal. Perfect list. Perfect fucking list. That is a perfect list. You cannot argue with me.
I
that's not
don't
a
think
list.
Boxers have more aura than a sprinter or, dare I even say, an F1 driver.
Perfect list.
No.
Perfect.
I couldn't name you a single current boxer right now. Mike Tyson doesn't count because he's old.
Aura. Yeah, you can.
No.
Jake Paul,
name me.
Logan
he's
Paul,
not a boxer.
KSI.
They're not boxers.
They are. They're professionals.
No, they're
they've
not.
Got records.
That's
professionals.
That's a joke to the sport. That is fucking. That
Tyson
is
Fury.
Offensive
Anthony
to the
Joshua.
Sport.
Anthony Joshua. They're fucking.
Yeah, well,
they're aura.
No, well, they're not
the
aura enough that I could name any of them.
Do you know who Manny Pacquiao is?
Nope.
See, that's just because you don't
picture,
have knowledge of the sport.
Sorry, but picture an
knocking
edit.
Knocking someone else out. Yeah, picture a boxing edit. Best edit you could probably fucking
no,
get.
No, boring. Too barbaric, nah. Too Neanderthal. I would probably put that at 5 or 6, dare I say.
Oh, that's shocking.
No, I just don't think.
Stop talking.
I just don't think boxers really have aura. You know why? I think they have aura, but they don't. You know who has more aura? Is like bare knuckle boxers.
Okay.
But when they fucking put their big head pillows on and they fluff up their hands with their bubble wrap, you know, piss off. They walk in there like they're king shit because they're on purpose trying
Grace.
To knock each other out. No, fuck off.
They don't wear headgear. What are you talking
about? Yes, they
do. In amateur fighting, a professional boxers do not wear headgear. They wear 8-ounce gloves. Oh, because you're... Dad's a UFC fan and they wear fucking 4-ounce or bare knuckle. Do you want to go? Let's get this organized.
Stop.
If I'm hopping on a horse, right, and we're proving
Lewis
me
wants
wrong,
me to get beat up.
You should take a punch to the stomach by someone wearing even 10-ounce gloves, which I think is what they do.
Yeah,
even
look,
14
listen,
ounce gloves.
I'm not saying it's not fuck. Like, that would be fucked and I would not want to do it ever. But that doesn't mean you have aura.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You can literally kill someone as a boxer.
That's not aura.
That is aura.
No,
beating someone physically, literally like that.
That is not aura. It just gives like I have such a big dick compared to you, and I hate it.
No, you're a hater.
The only aura part that boxers ever get, or like MMA fighters, is when they walk out into the ring. The minute their song stops and they're in the ring, boring.
All right. Can I do the same thing for you? But I'll pick 6 new sports because I like that.
Sure.
Do you want to get?
Yeah, sure. And then I have one that we may or may not.
Okay,
include.
Ready. All right, I'll write them in first.
Right. Sorry, I'm not sitting here saying that boxing's not a hard sport because obviously it's like fucked. But I'm just saying I don't think they have as much aura as everyone makes them out to have. Do you know what? I think boxing is one of the most boring MMAs out there.
Boring.
Or like, you've got to say that UFC fighters have more aura than boxers. Even BJJ, dare I say. Boxing's got to be one of the worst ones to watch. And I think figure skating's mad.
Stop.
Have you
You're
seen
embarrassing
those?
Yourself now.
Hey, I'm yourself. Allowed to have my thoughts.
Figure
my
skating,
thoughts
Grace.
Aren't embarrassing. Have you seen those Russian, like, figure skaters?
No.
They're pretty, they've got aura. They're pretty, like, full on. Figure skating is badass, dare I say. Sorry, I've been saying dare I say a lot.
Hang on a sec.
Have you ever done
a
quadruple
axle? Yeah, ready?
Whatever it's called. What?
Okay. I've got my 6, ready?
Right,
I've got 6 here for you now.
Yep.
Sports with the most aura.
Mm-hmm.
First one is MMA, so like the UFC, all that sort of stuff. MMA. You did boxing, I'll go MMA. It's got to be up there.
Yeah, it is up there. I would probably say 3.
3?
Yeah.
Okay. Second one is bodybuilding. So bodybuilding. Like the Olympia.
4. Yeah.
Okay. Next one, equestrian.
5.
5. Wow. I thought you were going to be biased
there. I personally think that it's sick. Like the edits and stuff that come from that are sick. But I can see how dressage, for example, doesn't have much aura.
So you've done 3, 4, 5?
Yeah.
Football. So like soccer, say.
Oh, 6.
What?
Yeah, nah. I was 6? Thinking about this one before. Nah. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Palmer, Saka, Bellingham, Torre.
Yeah, mad, but like.
Pressure. What pressure. Bang. Haven't you heard that?
No, watching that's someone play a game of soccer is so like...
No, no, but boring. An edit, not the fucking...
Yeah, no, no way. I'd way prefer to watch someone pose or someone go around a cross-country course and watch a soccer edit.
Okay.
They can't fucking... Do you know what happens that's in right. soccer edits? Someone will flick another guy in the ear and they'll fall over and basically die.
No, they don't.
It's so fucking pussy. Like...
They'll score an absolute belter from
God.
Out of the box.
Wow.
All right, next one. Tennis.
Oh.
So you've only got one and two left.
Two? So I love tennis, but...
Tennis is aura as well. That's like not a bad ranking.
Yeah, man.
Right, and your last one?
Yeah. Yeah, you've made up some bullshit.
No, I've
right
put
now.
Her in down
No, you
too.
Fucking haven't. Why do you always leave
last
it last?
No, what? No. You left a really good spot for your number one.
What?
Curling. Curling. Curling,
can
that's
I,
aura.
Listen, can
that's
I
fucking
just
fucking aura.
The can I say that every sport that I listed, I didn't stitch you up once. Every sport that I listed could have validly been number one. You've just put that in to stitch me up because I thought you were actually going to do all sports with some degree of aura.
There's
the way
aura
I
to curling. There's no aura in
guys,
fucking.
Lewis is
where
stitching
is
the me
aura
the fuck up.
In figure skating? Lewis be is, so for real.
Have you not seen figure skaters before? Have you seen the shit that they pull?
Where
throwing
is the
each
aura?
Other in the air with these blades swinging around and doing.
Blades.
Lewis, have you seriously.
Are you trying to talk
nah,
about?
No, let me show you.
Figure skating aura.
No,
get
no.
out of here. Get real.
You just don't
figure
know what
skating
you're talking
aura.
About then.
That's a load of.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is. I'm disappointed in that, Grace.
Come on, Lewis.
Oh. Coincidentally to the song I said at the start.
Oh, yeah. It's actually a good song.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, it's not what I pictured. Have you not seen? It's so cool. Look at the outfits and shit.
Oh, listen to them actually putting music over it to try and
talk. No, it's so
That's
cool.
That's so cringe. Look at old mate's face.
It's not.
Define
Look,
aura.
Lewis. Because he's probably just pulled like some world record trick and they're just throwing
what
shit
throwing?
On them. Like roses and flowers. Teddies and flowers. Come on. Tell me that's not aura to like break like the world record
I'll,
or someone.
I'll say that was kind of cool, but Grace, you stitched yourself
look,
up.
Like that's so, you. That's fucked to be able to do that. It's almost defying like physics. And you're going to sit here and stitch me up with fucking curling. That's bullshit. Bullshit.
All right. What's your last one?
Don't
you have another one?
I've been fucked over.
Isn't this one a bit controversial? We're not
no,
sure.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll include this one.
We'll do it. We'll
no,
do it.
No, you'll probably be like, nah.
Okay. Well, what is
Sex
it?
Sex positions.
Nah, that's sure. We'll end it. If you made it this far, this is like our Patreon. Sex positions. Yeah, sure.
I just thought this would be kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure everyone can... rank these.
All right, shit talkers.
None of our listeners are virgins, so.
You don't know that. I doubt it.
No, well, they're obviously not.
You guys fuck. You guys fuck.
You guys fuck.
Yeah. If you listen to us, you guys fuck.
Too much swag about you guys.
Yeah.
Surely.
Just flailing your bits all over the place.
Stop. All right, that's enough. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Missionary. Vanilla.
Good old missionary.
Nothing wrong with the.
How many is there?
Five. Missionary.
One. Straight off the bat.
He's a vanilla guy.
Missionary. Actually, I'm going to be... it's giving me like... It's weird that we're talking about this in front of
people. No, don't be weird. Normalize it.
Yeah, okay.
Sex
yeah, normalize it.
It's an ADL. Did you know that? Activity of daily living necessary for humans.
I absolutely
to
smash
thrive.
Grace in missionary.
Stop! Yeah. This is not...
Well, he said normalize
what we're talking about.
He said what?
No, just normalize.
Right, okay,
ready?
Number one.
Next one. 69.
Number three.
Three?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. All right. Ready?
Grace's been reading that fucking ACOTAR book, so she's
just
like...
Oh, my God.
She's one of those girls
Guys,
at the moment.
I'm reading A Court of Mist and Fury, and it's the best book I've ever read in my whole life.
So she's just like, yeah... Frisky
oh,
as,
it's just like so
ever.
Intense. All right, no. That is not why I included this list. I just thought it would be good entertainment.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Doggy.
Two. Yeah.
All right.
This is a good list so far.
In the shower.
Oh, five.
Shower segs.
Five. Overrated.
what have you listed? One, two, three. Your fourth?
Yeah.
Backwards cowgirl.
Yeah. That's perfect, actually. Perfect list. Perfect. So what was it? Missionary, doggy, 69. Backward, reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl, my
and,
bad.
And shower sex, which isn't a position. I guess it's more of a location.
I could, not even going to lie. I couldn't even think
a
of
location.
A location.
Hey, maybe hey? That's what I do now.
What?
Blind rank locations for sex.
Sure.
Oh, perfect. You sparked an idea. Again. I actually don't know why I'm recording. I'm absolutely not making
we are
any
not making
content
a reel
of this. But we've if all you guys this, listen, guys, you are the Patreons technically. Because if you don't see it on Instagram, you're a legend and you listen. So I'm going to write them in first so I don't get accused of cheating again. So
you can just places. Cheat anyway because I can't see your phone.
Okay, ready?
All right, ready.
First one is the car. Good old car sex.
Wait, how many is there?
Five.
Four.
Four. Yeah. Wow.
Four.
Okay, I'll remember that next time.
Right. No. What the fuck? just like short on room, you know?
Sorry. Squishy. I keep making this awkward. Squishy. I think. Squishy.
Right, next. Next.
What are we doing?
I know, we can cut this. Don't squishy. Worry. We can cut this.
No, you know? Okay. Car is four because squishy. Bedroom.
Wait, just like any bedroom?
Like,
no, because there's one.
Your bedroom.
Listen, there's okay. one that if you haven't, there's one that I'm reserving for the number one spot. And if you haven't included it in this list, I'm going to be fucking pissed
go,
off.
Okay.
So number two, I'll rate that second.
Okay, second.
Yep.
Number three, hotel.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, yeah. definitely.
Okay.
Crisp.
Number four, kitchen.
What? Kitchen. Wait, what have I ranked? I have number three and number five left, correct?
Must.
Three. Yeah.
Three for the kitchen. Okay, number five, I just wrote outside.
Outdoors.
Outside. Outdoors. In the yeah, good, old, valid, in good old nature.
Valid. Valid
yeah.
list.
Yeah. That'd be weird outside, actually. Can't imagine
in
that.
The outdoors. It's very primal.
Can't imagine having sex primals. At all. Anyway, Grace and I are waiting for marriage. Anyway, so
yeah,
we don't have sex.
True.
Yep.
I've never seen Lewis's willy.
Yep. There's your disclaimer. So if you listen to this and you're a future employer of mine, or I don't know, like a boss or something, I don't have sex. I'm a virgin. So is Grace. We date, but we don't have sex.
We date, but we don't fuck.
Simple as that.
We yep. don't fuck like you guys.
So if you try and stitch this on me,
hey, you know what? It's 2024. People talk about this sort of stuff.
Yeah. That's why we're talking.
Oh, you know
about
what?
It.
I love podcasts that talk about why. What's the go with that? I love podcasts that talk about things like that. Like You Wouldn't is a pretty sexual podcast.
Oh, like because they're unhinged.
Like they're always talking about shit like
yeah,
that. Like
it is,
Will,
it is kind of funny.
And Pat, yeah. And I just think it's entertaining.
It is. It is quite funny. That, there's some things. There's
her,
some things.
No,
though.
That's what Call Her Daddy blew up from.
Yes.
Was just Alex Cooper telling all of her crazy, like, sex dating stories when she was in college.
You just got to remember, though, there's certain
great
things.
Great entertainment.
Like with that You Wouldn't podcast. Like Pat said, he literally got sacked. Oh, no, you didn't listen to the We Mean Well episode that they're
no.
on. He, three episodes into their podcast when they made You Wouldn't, got sacked from his primary school teaching job. Like, he was the coach of the union footy team.
Really?
Like, yeah, because he comes on and says
valid,
the shit
though.
He says. Like, he can't
sorry,
be around
kids.
Sorry,
but fuck primary school.
One thing I'll say, actually, is it is, well, we don't talk. We're not vulgar. So, you know, we're fine.
We're pretty good.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, school children at primary school shouldn't even have access to what we do. So, it's the fault of you, the school, or you, the parent. Unlucky, you know? So anyway, was there anything else to talk about? I don't think so. I think we'll just blind rank and stuff.
That's all. You know, how long have we been talking
An
for?
Hour.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Right, we're pissing off. Bye, guys. Fuck
Grace
you all.
Grace is enough. Grace only has an hour at most every week to put into this. At most. I'm stretching it too. She's in the car and she's going on about how she's tired. Thankfully, I came up with the idea of blind ranking because it just cogs started turning over in the head.
That was a fun idea.
And I was like, oh, okay, let's do that. And then she started doing it and she was like, whoa. So, yeah.
And
she's
I'm
produced
done.
A bangerette. This is a Grace episode again. They don't happen very often, but when they do, they're good. No, when they do, they're good.
What do you mean?
No, recently they have been quite good.
They happen 50% of the time.
Good. Start, though, hopefully you guys didn't fall asleep.
Yeah, sorry about that. This is a bit fucking boring.
No, we have to be somewhere entertaining.
You know what? Can I say something?
Yeah.
I actually think recapping our week's so fucking boring. And if you listen to this, let us know if you actually enjoy hearing about what we got up to. Because I hate listening to other podcasts and they talk about themselves for the first 15 minutes. I'm like, I honestly couldn't give a single fuck. Skip.
You're hoping for a miracle there if you want anyone to reply. So,
no, we have a couple people.
If you want any of the shit talkers to reply, that's what we need to do a poll of too. We need to figure out some names for you guys as well, because everyone seems to have a name for their like group of people. Shit talkers is all right. I'm not sold on it though.
Yeah, neither. Hit talkers.
That's even cringer. That's even cringer.
That is pretty bad. Anyway, we're done.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Laters, guys.